Welcome to the Friday show live, the Nutramedical Report on Republic Broadcasting. Also put over our archives on deagle-network.com. We, of course, have a live stream and simulcast now. So if you sign up on live stream, you'll get a notification we're going to do a broadcast. Did quite an extensive one yesterday, an hour and 6 minutes with Jim Fetzer. And the day before, we did 46 minutes and a half with Jonathan Gray in New Zealand. Amazing videos. Those are available up on our YouTube channel, Vimeo channel, up on Deagle Network, as well as blasted all over the blogosphere, I would call it. So we have Gary Richard Arnold here. Gary is an amazing political analyst and historian of what's really going on. Gary, you see what's happening with the health care bill, and there's a couple things I can pick out right out of the top. The first thing is this should have been an open discussion that should have been settled back last fall or even a year ago. The fact that the bill was hidden from the conservative elements in the Republican Party by Speaker Ryan, almost like he set it up to fail. Now, today, Donald Trump has put it to the conservative elements, put up or shut up. He's just going to move on to tax reform. What do you think of Donald's philosophy of let's move on or else? Because what I see happening is whether Ryan is incompetent, certainly don't hide the bill. And secondly, you negotiate so that this is all not a public mess. Even the Democrats, as bad as they are, they always seem to come together whenever they're doing something. The Republicans are, without a doubt, incompetent in terms of being at each other's throats, when really they should have settled this a long time ago, shouldn't they?
Certainly. Well, I think Paul Ryan, you know, he's married to Gina Little, and her cousin is the former Democratic Representative Dan Boron.
Right.
Paul Ryan married into the secret society, and David Boron, who is the president of the was governor of Oklahoma for a while, and then president of the Oklahoma University. But he was the longest sitting chairman of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee, and he's a member of Skull and Bones. And Jana Little is also involved in a number of Democratic, which is pretty much left wing these days.
Right.
The task and programs. So Paul Ryan, I think, is a sleeper. He's very dangerous. He has access to black ops, and I think he'd plug into that secret network of secret societies.
So in other words, you're saying he's part of the deep state, is what you're saying?
That's right.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, from the evidence of what I've seen, the very fact that Ron Paul, who's pretty straightforward, is running around with a photocopy machine trying to get access to the bill, because, by the way, this bill isn't the final bill. The bill is going to have to go to the Senate. It's going to go back from the Senate to the House. This is only the first round. The fact that they get into the first round and they actually didn't open the bill up for open discussion months before, maybe after Inauguration Day, is disgusting. This indicates to me a plan to make sure that this bill failed, and it fell on the lap of Donald Trump. And Donald, I'm sure, is not going to be happy, because I have a feeling that Ryan's days as Speaker are numbered.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I've got the camera on here. I've got a couple of pictures I can hold up to the camera. But this one here is...
You can't put your camera on for radio. We can do that after the show, but not now. What we can do with me is, after the show, we can do a quick video, and we'll post that up and have it on archive so people can see that afterwards. But you do have some pictures from usually text you send me. Did you send me some interesting text and research? Because you have, is a picture worth 1,000 words? Maybe it's worth 1,000 daggers, too. How's that?
There's one I got here that I was holding up to the camera, and it's got Obama with David Boron sitting in the middle and Joe Biden on the side. So, yeah, this is part of that combination. And again, most of this is CIA. I mean, the presidents have been groomed for decades and decades to merely perform and use the United States power and energy and troops and blood and taxes in order to spread their web across the world, just as the British Empire.
Well, it's really an extension of the British Empire. I just think this is what we have to understand is the sequential retaking by the British secret orders of America. And I think the one of the final last things was 1933, the Declaration of the Bankruptcy of America, the 1913, 20 years before, passage of the Federal Reserve Act, which literally was done at a Christmas without a quorum of the Congress. And all of these things are basically step-by-step, the secret order taking back their colony, America. So although America felt it was separate from Britain, it really isn't. And neither is the United Nations, which 57 of the United Nations nations are actually still Commonwealth members. People should understand that. And the Commonwealth is not just a geopolitical organization, it's a higher order of Masonic control, isn't it?
Yeah, well, instead of having their own people in charge, they merely put in the puppets and the surrogates, and it makes it a lot less threatening.
Right. The local shadows have different titles from different nations, but they're still controlled by the same puppet master.
Yeah, and today it's just a flush with the foundations, especially community foundations. If anybody wants to start fighting back, the first thing they can do is go to their local community foundation and trace the most deadly of the organizations, such as the Ford, Carnegie, Gates, and some of these Kellogg, some of these other ones, and they'll see how severe and how much influence is they're under.
Yeah, so I would say it's better to judge what people do than what they say. When Ryan hid the bill, that to me was a very clear sign that he was trying to make certain that the negotiations to come together would cause this, because his party tends to do this over and over again, paralyzing its actions, when really some of the things were pretty simple. Removing the life limit, getting rid of the attachments to provide maternity care to everybody's bill, so that they would, quote, share the cost. So this is, again, more of social communism that was in the Obamacare bill. And it has to be removed. It has to also get premiums down so people can afford insurance. And then we need alternative care in there, too. But it means personal responsibility. It doesn't mean that the state's going to take over and have control. This whole system that they've set up under, I called, and I saw him for a few moments today, Dr. Easy Kill Emmanuel, I call him, Easy Kill, because of the death panels, right?
Yep. Now, when you go back, you're talking about the British Empire, was Henry Stimson, who was the Secretary of War during the First World War and the Second World War. He's, of course, a member of Skull and Bones, and he had sent Bill Donovan to England to copy the British model of intrigue and intelligence and so forth, and he came back and they set up the OSS. He was the first head of the OSS. So this network is the same network that plugs into the royalty in Europe and to the British Empire and the secret societies out of Germany, of which Skull and Bones is one of them.
And it, right, that, and the number, by the way, is 322, which is a Masonic number, isn't it? It's interesting that the attack in Brussels and the attack that occurred in London occurred on 322, March 22nd.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been following that. But yeah, this number thing is a big deal. When you thumb through that Albert Pike's book on the Masons, it's amazing. I mean, they're pretty straightforward that, Lucifer is their god, on and on. We've got a Rosicrucian complex over in San Jose that's huge, and you can walk through there. And be sure and take your camera, because you can see most of the images of the occult just into the gargoyles and impressions and walks and statues and everything all around there. And they were a huge conduit before all the electronic communications. Before it was secret societies, was really one of the few ways to transfer information. But today it's so universal that they were able to tap everybody. But that right now, the people are using those communications to expose what they know. So they've got kind of a backfire going after they themselves. But we and the people that love freedom really need to get on the task, because we're in this battle right now.
What do you think of Nunez revelations, which really ticked off the other congressman on the panel, the Democratic Schiff, who, with his starry eyes and trying to look like he's really serious, is still trying to pursue a Warren-like commission to tie up the Trump government when there's absolutely no evidence to indicate that there's any need for this kind of commission. And now the evidence has come out that the NSA is going to release information, supposedly today, that the Obama administration was spying on the Trump transition team and Trump himself. So if this does come out, I expect them to start working up the chain of command and filing charges and indictments, and I think it'll go up to Valerie Jarrett and right to Obama, because Obama approved this change in the intel 13 days before he left office, before Inauguration Day, so they could share intel. They unmasked all the names of these people, including many names, apparently, according to Nunes, that are not just Flynn. It has nothing to do with Russia. They were snooping to try to find anything kind of dirt they could so they could actually tie up or impeach Trump right off the bat. And so we have a shadow government by Obama and Valerie Jarrett, 2 miles from the White House, sitting in a home with a new wall around it, supposedly for his daughter, who's really just adopted. This is a phony family with a phony man who's not an American. Even his brother Malik has come up with his birth certificate. So between Sheriff Arpaio and also contact I had last fall around Christmas time, I had a gentleman who actually works for the NSA and CIA looking at data pictures and pulling them apart, and proved over a period as long as 2 years that the birth certificate of Barack Obama was phony. And now we got Sheriff Arpaio after 5 years of research, and now Malik Obama coming up with his actual birth certificate in Kenya. We know that we have someone who's deep CIA, that's Barack Obama, and his family are spooks. His father, his mother's father was deep CIA, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think that's really a litmus test for having a family or a friend see how truthful they are with themselves. They can go to that White House birth certificate that's on there, and if they spend 45 minutes on that and question it and then look at all the different attacks on it, they can't possibly support that that's not a lie. I mean, he ends up with a Social Security from Connecticut, or, you know, back in...
Yeah, Social Security number is a Connecticut number.
The layers, the language, the type set, it is just so fully... festooned with mistakes.
I think also part of the thing is they don't even want to try to, quote, hoodwink, which is the Masonic term, the public. They don't even show respect, so don't even lie well. How's that?
Yeah, well, they've had it their way so long. I think they were totally, you know, well, they're surprised about the people picking apart, you know, some of their lies. I mean, they've gotten away with, you know, going back to the Mexican-American War with the Maine and the Oklahoma bombing and 9/11 and everything else, and people have sat there still for it. But I think this internet is just reaching so many other people, and we need to fight to keep it open. And I encourage people to, you know, get your contact numbers and you know, subscribe to your newsletters, and be sure you've got a hold of them by email and any other emergency way that we may need. I think.
Well, we also do now simulcast, and we do this video today. It's broadcast live, so if you're looking at your phone or iPad, it can't be filtered by the NSA. It's going to be a live broadcast, and it goes out to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and live stream.
Right. Well, this spying, I guess, goes all the way to a file and communications with a judge. I mean, this, you know, that's the front page on any free newspaper in the United States. Just outrageous.
Now, what I've found from my sources, and people need to understand this, is that the plan by the globalists was, if Hillary got in, which they're going to use her or her double, that by 2020 they want to have a cashless total world government set in place. 2020. This is a sacred number for the globalists, 2-2. And I believe that they basically thought that they finally had the world and America captured. They had Obama deconstructing American military, economy, social fabric, at the family, and even race and class wars. Everything Obama touched to, literally, he's like the, you know how they talk about the Midas touch? He's got the anti-Midas touch. Everything turns to fecal matter. It was unbelievable. And he'd smirk and put that Joker smile on whenever he was interacting with people. So they thought, well, this guy's a nice guy. No, he's not. He's a devil. And he's a sneaky devil because while he tells you he's doing one thing, for example, with Obamacare, they're really setting things up to make sure it failed because they wanted a single-payer system. And I'm going to explain this. I met in the fall of 1998 after I took over most of, for 90 minutes, an international evangelism conference under the Prophecy Club with 2,000 plus people. And afterward, one of the guys came to me from Lockheed Martin. He said, I want to meet with you down in Lodo. So he came and he gave me about 680, 700 pages of what he called the plan for a virtual world cashless system. Later in the Bible, it talks about the mark of the beast. And he gave me all the technical details, satellite interactive things, data processing, everything. And he said, the only way they can put the system in is if they put in national health care. So Obamacare wasn't designed to win, it was designed to fail. In fact, it was designed to fail in the first year after Obama's term, which is 2017, and Trump knows this. He's not a stupid businessman. And it was designed to fail so that they would put in a single-payer system because they want total control of everybody's health, top-down from the government.
That's what we had here in California, was the mandatory vaccines, which is, that exterminates the reproduction and at the minimum of the second generation. And these guys are on such a bent to get it done during their lifetime. It looks like David Rockefeller just missed out on seeing the final coup, which he's been planning for all these years. I believe that Trump really is an upset. They didn't expect it. They're not exactly sure how to do away with him. They're panicked. I just hope he's got enough roots in there and protection to keep moving. I mean, his cuts to the UN, his knocking out the government PBS radio stations, etc. Wonderful. I mean, people wouldn't even think of that in the past. And he's kind of defined the difference between a globalist and a nationalist, which
I wouldn't even say it's globalist because this term I would like to revise that a bit. Satanic omniscience is what the globalists want. They don't want nation states where there's individual control of borders, immigration, what kinds of visas they offer, even maintaining culture. What's going to happen in Europe, for example, and they've shown this. We talked about this yesterday with Jim Fetzer, with the rate of immigration, the rate of abortion, which has been pushed for since 1973 in America, we've aborted 55 million Americans plus, now approaching 60 million. We've also promoted abortion around the world, but primarily the Western nations have dropped significantly in the percentage of the population of the world. And this is because we've pushed a form of what I call hateful feminism. In other words, this form of feminism is not to try to promote equal pay for equal jobs or pay part-time women who want to have a family so that they can actually be a doctor and still have a career path. No, no. This is a system to make women, in a sense, hate being a woman and try to become a man or to create an intersex version. So things like RuPaul and these other transsexuals, just like, for example, Michelle Obama, part of the reason why they put her there and they have this tranny family set up is to make sure that when it does come unveiled, whether it's 2, 3, or 4 years from now, that people start to take the acceptance that it's okay to have 34 United Nations designations for sexual orientation and sexuality. Here in California, you can have 4 and 5 year olds that are actually getting sexual change surgery and hormone therapy because they believe they're the wrong assigned sex by their genitals and that they can start this procedure of sex transition. This is craziness.
No, they're absolutely bleaching out the real culture of individuals and nations.
Well,
and
what they want to do, and this is the final thing, they want to outlaw wild reproduction. That's what they call it. I've talked to Dr. Isley, who is the founder of the World Constitution Parliament Association, 1958, the United Nations, part of the people that are trying to push this carbon capture garbage and carbon credits. The World Federation of World Documents I actually have that he gave me, and NGOs from at that time, I think over 90 nations had already signed up the Federation of Earth Documents. You need to understand what's really going on here. It's so devilish. So it's I don't even call it globalism. It's called satanic omniscience, because most of the population of Earth, they want to terminate. They want to dumb us down, and they want genetic and cybernetic enhancement of a small clique, and that's it.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back, and there's some more information I want you to do a data dump, Gary, because I think people may or may not understand how this pattern is. For example, you mentioned a number of the people here in California belong to the Ripon Society. Give us the history of that, and explain how Congressman Nunez had gone to some meetings, but he's not a full member. He thought it was the right thing to do, which, of course, I could watch the crazy eyes of Congressman Schiff, Democrat, and how he was really upset about the actions of his colleague, Congressman Nunez, deciding that it was the time to go to the president and tell him straight up that you have been surveilled, that there has been an unmasking, not just of Flynn, but many other names, that this basically surveillance had no ties at all even to Russia, that they were literally snooping on all kinds of things, and the structure and authority that came all the way from the Obama White House and Valerie Jarrett and his senior lieutenants, many of them still embedded deep in the deep state of the American government and bureaucracy. I was really proud that Nunez did this. Schiff was just beside himself, so he was calling for a closed hearing with FBI Director Comey, who, I think, to be honest with you, can't have it both ways. He can't say on the one hand, I can't tell you if there's a leaking investigation going on, but he did say that they were finishing the investigations on the Russian involvement that is still ongoing.
Well, he came to the rescue of Clinton and Podesta way back in the days when Ron Brown got murdered. Ron Brown was Secretary of Commerce, I believe it was, and he was told to sell positions in foreign, seats and so forth as a fundraising deal, and he was uncomfortable with it. I guess Nolanda Hill was part of his staff, and she, by affidavit, said that he was uncomfortable about that, and of course he was found in an airplane crash in Italy, but he had a bullet through his head. And the people that told Ron Brown to keep quiet was Leon Panetta and Tony Podesta. And Tony Podesta was chief of staff for Clinton, as was our guy here, Leon Panetta.
Right,
so,
right.
He's been around for a long time. He's pulled, the culprit's guts out of the fire a couple of times, and he's still there. So,
right.
It's so obvious. I mean, Panetta would never got nominated to CIA or Department of Defense if anybody was doing a check on him at all. And so, Obama is reported in the California Un-American Activity, or his father, Marshall Davis, is reported in there just as Panetta's right-hand man, Hugh DeLacy. But that Ripon Society is a real good tool for your listeners to use. It's as good, if not better, than the Council on Foreign Relations, because these are Republicans that are dedicated to Rockefeller's plan or plot that he wrote in a book called The Future of Federalism. And it's kind of a rehash of Philip Drew Administrator's, Philip Drew, or Colonel House's book, Philip Drew Administrator, where he even calls for a North American Union. That was written way back in the, before the Federal Reserve. And
that's before 1913, in other words.
Yeah. So Colonel House was writing books as a plan, and he was advocating an American dictator. And the same type of protocol that he professes in his book was later worked up into a number of constitutions down in Santa Barbara, the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions by Robert Hutchins from the University of Chicago, funded by William McBundy, Skull and Bones of the Ford Foundation. And the Study for the Center of Democratic Institutions put a whole bunch of constitutions that are ready made today for whenever they want to call their martial law and or their national convention, as Levin and some of the left wingers.
That's why when you hear them kind of hinting at that, eventually they want to have enough crash, they can declare some form of full force martial law, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and their remedy will be another national convention, and they've got the constitutions all worked up. And guys like Levin are telling people that they're going to have a voice in it, and that's when to correct it.
Wow.
Back in a moment. Type of shape today at all.
We're on break now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You sent me a 5 different major points, Gary, you know, this is important for people to start understanding the kind of the historical factors here. When I just look at the actions that were bringing about this, you know, repeal after 7 to 8 years of the Obamacare, which is a horrendous bill, which is going to fail this year or next. Right now, a third of the country does have only one insurance carrier. Apparently next year, several major carriers are going to leave, so actually large chunks of the country won't have any providers of insurance for health care. And a lot of the carriers are losing money like crazy because basically guaranteeing a number of services. Premiums are going up so high people can't afford them, and they certainly can't afford the copays. I think basically Trump is saying, hey, put up or shut up, and you'll probably be kicked out of office by next year in the midterm elections, and to hell with you. And I think that, on the other hand, I think what Ryan did is he actually didn't negotiate. But, you know, the conservative caucus is a little bit too spoiled. They want to pull all these entitlement things where, you know, you're going to pay for maternity care and birth control pill and everything across everybody else's insurance. So we all, quote, shared the burden for cost coverage. And I saw Easy Kill Emanuel, his brother, the doctor, who designed Obamacare. And what I see happening is almost like a guarantee of let's blow up health care so we can have a single-payer system and total control of the population. Now, you have to understand, in Canada, the doctors are like white-coated spitznot soldiers, the same way in Britain in the British healthcare system and throughout Europe. The doctors are not independent health providers. And I saw this gradually crawling, even talking to the people that were attorneys, dealing with malpractice cases and cases of intervention by the state medical board. Many times the medical board are not acting in the purpose to protect the public. They're protecting different medical groups, fighting each other financially for turf control. And what I see happening here is the same thing is going on for resources. The Bureau of Land Management is grabbing land all over the place and now kicking off farmers that have been doing it for over 100 years using that grazing land to graze their cattle. And you have the second point here, Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources. A lot of the actions by people like Obama isn't necessarily to try to protect the environment. It's to actually control large chunks of the territory of the United States that's within state control. It's anti-constitutional. This is pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. What they've done is they've worked. That's actually a re-education camp, and there's more than 650 people that attend these foundation, again, funded campouts near, you know, like Yosemite and other places. And they bring these journalists in there, and they give them all this palaver about man-made global warming and whatever else they want to integrate, because all of their laws are dependent on the sustainable energy and global warming. I mean, everything in your city and town is wrapped with that so-called candy-coated lie. So they're getting the poison down.
carbon credits also means population control, but a lot of the nations aren't going to go for it, whether it's China or Russia. Russia doesn't buy into this. In fact, they call it straight-up lies. Biggest thing, for example, that's happening with the carbon oxygen cycle is we've acidified the oceans, and we also are releasing radiotoxins and increased ground-level ozone that destroys the phytoplankton in the upper ocean benthic layer, which is top 10 meters. And 80% of the oxygen converted from carbon dioxide occurs there. If you kill the phytoplankton with acidity and toxins, what the heck do you expect? So yeah, when I hear them saying they're going to cut down the number of large cars, that's not a solution. The world oxygen concentration has dropped 21 to 19% planet-wide. And that also means when your oxygen drops, you need three things to create an ozone layer, protect us from radiation coming in from space. You need a magnetosphere, which is dropping. You need oxygen, which is dropping. And you need ultraviolet light, which has actually increased dramatically, which means it's getting through the upper troposphere and near space. And it's frying the people down on Earth, including our crops and our plants. So everything they're doing is actually countering and actually increasing the chance of death of the forest. We can see death of crops. A 75% drop in the ozone layer for just 1 hour will wipe out an entire crop. People don't know that, do they?
No. Well, the perpetrators actually don't believe this stuff themselves. The ones at the top are using it to harmonize local laws. They bring this so-called non-problem so that they can conform these laws so that they can have their world government, so that any village in, you know, Central America or any town in the United States has this stuff pushed at them through their city managers and parks and planning and that whole other network. And the newspapers beat it into them, as do the schools. And it's the fashioning of the laws and the expectations of less what they're giving to their to the people of the world, so that it's like the pharmaceutical advertisements on TV every day. You take a pill and you might have a dozen repercussions of it. They're trying to
right 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds of how it can kill you and make your life miserable.
Yeah, and it's they're getting it into people's mind that they're not going to make it. It's lowering the expectations, early death, and again the harmonizing of the laws so that everything will fit into regional planning, which is really Soviets. Regionalism is a Sovietization, and we got them throughout California.
Well, let me lay out the probability. In the 21st century, over the next, say, 83 years, because 83 years and we will be at the end of the century. If we let the continued oxygen degradation occur because of these crazy climate policies and we don't stop nuclear reactors releasing radiation like Fukushima, which is destroying the upper ozone layer with radiotoxins, and we don't deal with the fact that there's solar and galactic changes that are challenging us, including the passage of Nibiru, the Death Star, the Dragon Star, they call it, which returns in a long orbit over 20,000 years, plus. What we're dealing with is pseudo-government that basically is trying to reduce human fertility, human IQ, and the epigenetics of toxins added to our food supply, like genetically modified food and glyphosates. This is to take away and get rid of wild human reproduction so they can not only have control reproduction, but also by polar body and genetic exclusion, they can actually exclude certain genes from the human population that would make them likely to resist the tyranny of a superstate.
Yeah,
people need to understand that. DARPA even developed a vaccine against the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor that takes away your quote your willingness to resist tyranny. So you can literally vaccinate away people's willingness to even fight against a tyrannical government.
Yeah, this whole overarching thing that's through everything, and I'm guilty of it also. I chased a lot of these issues that are horrible, but it's the reduction of the population, the prepare to die philosophy that they're inculcating not only into our minds but into our food and our air and our water. This is the overall kill. This is the final solution.
Right.
You go into a store and a woman's going to water on the shelf for a baby, all packaged in pink, and it's got fluoride in it. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Well, they did research in China with 500,000 barefoot scientists, gathering data, and they found nowhere in China did they find any male or female babies, young people, that had IQs over 170, which we call high genius or super genius, unless they were non-fluoridated water areas, which is in rural China. We're not talking about areas where there's lots of educational resources and so on. They found no, we call, above 170 IQ children in areas where there's fluoridation.
Yeah, well, even Harvard, it's a 12-point drop just to start with fluoridated areas. I mean, it's
our water, by the way, our water system we have called Pure Water is the only, and you listen to me out there, you people who think you know more than Dr. Deagle, which you damn well don't, we have the only system that takes 100% of the fluoride. And fluoride and fluoramines, which are 10 million times more toxic than fluoride, are directly attached to the receptors in your synapses in your brain. They directly attach to the pineal gland and start to cut off the cord of living waters. They directly screw up your DNA. And the histone proteins that regulate DNA regulation. And that's the same way with chloramines, only they're less toxic. All these things are feminizing. They're also genotoxins. I call them neurotoxins because they're destroying the brain. That's why you'll find all of the people with IQs over 180 primarily are people in my age range or older, in their late 50s to 80s or 90s, because all the younger people are fluoridated with all the toxic things like aspartame. If you think you're going to have a normal IQ drinking diketopiperazine, which is jet fuel, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde, you are an idiot, okay? If you think you're going to be, even if you have a potential because your family has people in your family that are really smart, ever going to be as smart as your parents, you're delusional. It's not going to happen.
Well, you look over in Silicon Valley where everybody thinks they're really smart and everything. That's San Jose. They just adopted to put fluoride in their water. But that's being stupid in some areas. I mean, you can be smart about
it. Well, when they originally brought this out, they were using fluoride as a way of concentrating uranium. And they wanted to get rid of the waste. They said, hey, let's just dump it back in the water supply, the same way with aluminum smelting. This is craziness, and it's evil as hell, and people don't get it.
Yeah, surprisingly, way back in the late 50s or very early 60s, there was a thing called Conservative Digest. And surprisingly, back then, and it wasn't in, you know, Birch Society hands or anybody else. This was the general conservative views. But they had extensive articles on fluoride and the damage, and then also on the philosophy that you don't...
Did you know that people under 55 have 400% to 500% more chance of colon cancer than my age group, which is 65 or older? Did you know that? Because young people are under so much more toxic load, their genes are getting totally screwed up. So younger people have 5 times the chance of getting colon cancer as I do at 65. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. No, it's a shame. The young people are really...
they can pull back and they can start regenerating. I tell people, you fractionally clone yourself into the future. I'm going to be presenting a paper this year to the Academy of Environmental Anti-Aging Medicine. I also tried to present a paper the last few years about Fukushima Daiichi, because although there are other people out there that speak, whether they're journalists or people that make side comments like Yuichi Shimatsu, I'm the only qualified person with ACOM, the American College for Occupational Environmental Medicine, Nuclear Division. It's a radiotoxicologist and medical doctor that's worked in these places, including the Savannah River Nuclear Plant, Nuclear Plant South of Chicago, Rocky Flats, etc., that has a specific technical solution to fix Fukushima, but no one will even challenge me. I find it disgusting that people won't put me on the spot and say, well, prove to us that you have a solution. I have a very straightforward step-by-step plan. And I mentioned this about many other topics too, like healthcare. They're going to play around the edges of this healthcare, but I call it embalming care. They're not going to fix it because they don't really want human life extension. Do they want 90 and 100 year olds playing tennis, winning at sports in the Olympic Games? Do they want to have 140-year-olds outrunning their great-great-grandchildren? Do they want to have people playing chess at 160 or being members of government and having a long memory, perfect memory, by the way? And they actually discovered that if a senior doesn't have neurological deterioration, if you actually look at their brain if they die traumatically, it's more complex neural connections than a younger person, say 55, if they're 95. People don't degenerate when they get older if they're healthy. They actually get more complex in terms of their epigenetic development of their brain structure and their tissues. That's why, for example, if you're 120 years of age or older, cancer is like having a wart. It can't kill you. Isn't it interesting?
What do you think contributes to the 22 suicides a day from these veterans?
Oh, I know exactly what's happening. There's a number of converging factors. The first one is I took care of people that were getting the Bioport vaccine for anthrax, which directly causes a neurotoxin, breaks down the blood-brain barrier. And one of my vets that told me it was like being kicked across the room by a donkey. He couldn't sleep for a week. And these are tough guys that carry a 90-pound backpack and a night vision scope, jump out of a helicopter on a wire, and run 30 miles and then set up a camp. These are people that can withstand, you know, sewing up their own wounds or taking gunshot or shrapnel, and doing their own surgery in the field and injecting themselves while they sew themselves up. So they're tough guys. And then, of course, they're exposed, they're experimenting with. I actually took care of people that were super soldiers that were being genetically augmented with toxic things. One guy that I took care of, that's a consultant, he gained 100 pounds in weight and over 6 inches in height in his late 20s from being injected with one of these experimental super soldier technologies. Now, you got to understand what's going on. When Poindexter in the late 90s said they had to get rid of a whole bunch of these so-called miscreants, that are messes from the experiments they've been doing trying to create super soldiers with genetic engineering and all kinds of epigenetic technology, you have no idea. They treat the military like they're a desk or a piece of meat. They don't treat them with respect as human beings or American citizens. They treat them like they're an experimental object, probably less respect than if they're a Wistar rat getting an experiment.
Well, USA Today, it's got to be about 6 or 7 years ago now, they had a front page story and then a side story with it. And it was about toxic dust. And some.
Well, they depleted uranium. When I was wanting to do DU testing, I had vets coming back. I had one guy come back, and he lost 90 pounds in 1 month. I mean, even if you're starved to death, you won't lose it that fast. So I went and did research and found out, and I presented this in 2007 in Vancouver at the 9/11 conference, and I proved that you, when you take in depleted uranium, it blocks your group 4 transporter and your hexose monophosphate shunt, so you literally you waste faster than if you starve to death. And I attempted to do testing on some of these people, including on their deceased body's organs. I had one guy that was a Canadian that actually was operational over there, and we tried to get testing on him, and the Canadian government blocked it as well, so we couldn't get the testing done on this guy. We tried to do testing on Americans, and I was told by my commander, Major Schwinder at SEACOM, that if I did it, I'd get fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? And he said, how about dead, Deagle? I said, you know what? I know where you sleep. You don't take it back, you won't be putting your socks on tomorrow morning. He took it back. Okay? You need to know our soldiers are exposed to crazy vaccines, toxic dust, volatile solvents, crappy food, and inadequate equipment and body armor.
The two elements they found in the toxic dust was aluminum and barium.
Yeah, and by the way, now
we are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. Wow. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance, whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast. PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back. So here's where I see this going. And this is something that people need to start grasping. It's not just a informational or geopolitical analysis now. The biblical truth and the geopolitical and the deep state and the intel information, some of it classified sources, are all converging to one final conclusion. And that final conclusion is we're in the end of the either the resurrection of America as a viable superpower, as a agent for good on the earth, or the most evil country on the planet, forcing the world toward a global network of control by a small clique of surviving individuals that will get genetic and cybernetic enhancement and life extension technology. And if the average person in the population thinks that Dr. Deagle's nuts and this is a conspiracy theory, you know what? I have a challenge for you. If you have enough guts, call into the show and I'm going to take you apart intellectually. And if you don't have the guts to call into the show, do it afterwards. Email me or contact me by phone and I will teach you a few lessons. You need to understand out there. What I'm doing is put myself and my family in grave danger, and have been doing it for decades and received unbelievable persecution from not only relatives but primarily my colleagues, the government, licensing authorities, and other people who think that it's a good idea to silence somebody like me that's actually had first-hand experience, presidential-level security clearance, worked in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, which is bioterrorism, radiological, and biological terrorism, did the exit exam in the Oklahoma City Murrah building, took care of the first young man shot at Columbine, and analyzed the data from the World Trade Center proving that work from Dr. Ward and my nuclear scientist in contact in Finland, who actually was a contract with the Port Authority in New York to actually demolish the World Trade Center in 1998 because there were sick buildings with asbestos and bad air. So you have to understand what I'm putting out this information. It's not opened at this point in time for your damned opinion. It's like a case that's closed. Supreme Court and the, if you want to call it, the grand jury is now sat. The jury has passed their verdict and it's over. And you need to understand how desperately late the hour is. Now, when Trump is putting it to them to pass this new bill for Obamacare, if this doesn't pass, the consternation and division within the Republican Party, I don't see how any of his other agendas is going to get passed properly. I just don't. I don't see how he's going to get his tax reform or his funding for the wall or anything else. And I would expect that by next year, many of these Republicans will be replaced by some of these evil Democrats, or they'll be replaced by rhino Republicans. It'll make certain that in the last 2 years of this first term, he can get nothing done. And if that happens, and it switches over to be either a, I call Republic crap or a demon rat government, you will see the rise of the if you want to call it, the empire of the dragon, i.e. America, forcing a global capitalist control system with cashless society, forcing the whole world. And by the way, once America does get its act together and has a full U.S. space shield against incoming missiles, any nation on Earth, Russia, China, or anybody that squeaks sideways that doesn't behave, all we got to do is make a phone call to them and tell them it's over. If you don't behave yourself and do exactly what I say, your cities will be on fire and you can't do a damn thing to us.
Well, California right now has been grabbed by the neck by Charles Munger, the Republican Party. And it's very likely, if things go awry, they're pushing for a separate nation. State of California.
That's not going to happen. They don't have the money to do it. I mean, it's like European nations going to escape. The Bible says you're going to see the rise of superstate Europe. They'll get national identity and control the recipe cards and may control some immigration, but no. The Italians are not going to separate from the European. They're just going to revise it so they'll get some degree of autonomy. But the rise of superstate, the United States of Europe under the Vatican, is coming. Believe it or not. Ugliness is coming.
Yeah, a good book to look over for the atrocities that have happened over the last couple decades, and you're familiar with them. But
yeah, we're on break now. We went to break.
End Time is Not What You Thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.